Just a few halachot in the laws of Sefirat HaOmer. The question was asked in the halacha by the Terumat Edition in his Teshuvot. If a person is mesupak, if he counted Sefirat HaOmer or not. He gets up to the next day, and he's wondering, did I count the Omer last night? Didn't I count the Omer last night? And he did not remind himself during the day itself, he would be able to catch himself and say the Omer without a beracha, then of course he would still be in the game. He only remembered that till the following night. Now he asked the rabbi, "Rabbi, I want to make the beracha on Sefirat HaOmer. But did you make it last night? I don't know if I made it last night. Did you make it in the day? No, I didn't make it in the day. Can I continue making Sefirat HaOmer with a beracha?" Knowing that the halacha is that if he for sure missed the night, and if for sure he missed the day, he cannot continue to make a beracha. Does the halacha change if there's a safek over here? So the Rambam tradition says it changes. Because we can employ this rule of safek safeka. There is an opinion that says that each night of the Sefirat HaOmer is a separate mitzvah unto its own. And it's not connected to the night before. It's 49 separate mitzvot. Once we know that opinion, so we can say like this. Sefek, he counted. So if he counted, he can continue counting the next night with a beracha. And even if you want to say he didn't count, Sefek that the halacha is like the opinion that says that every day of Sefirat HaOmer is a separate mitzvah, and therefore Sefek, Sefeka, and therefore we tell him to make the beracha. A similar case would be, if let's say he knows he counted the night before, but he's misupak if he counted the right day. Sometimes the people, they get mixed up between one day and the other. He doesn't know. A case happened to a person where he prayed in the Sibur. He was thinking it was one day. He was thinking it was the 25th day of the Omer. And really it was the 26th day of the Omer. So he's misupak. Did I count based on what I thought it was, or did I follow the Sibur? This was a sefik. It's the same halakha. Even if you want to say sefik, he counted the right day. If you want to say he counted the wrong day, maybe Sefirat HaOmer is a separate mitzvah to its own. So you have the same sefik, sefika, and he can continue to make the Sefirat HaOmer the subsequent night with the beracha. You have a third case. Let's say a person woke up at the end of the night, in the middle of the night, and he remembered, oh, I didn't count Omer yet. He looks outside, he has a safek, is it Alot HaShachar yet or not? Of course you're allowed to count the Sefirat HaOmer, so long as it's not dawn. He has a safek, and there's no way for him to know if it is indeed Alot HaShachar or not. He's misupak. According to the halakha, we could tell the fellow that he's able to count the Sefirat HaOmer with a beracha. That's written in the Yalkut Yosef. V'chen im shachach l'spor b'layla v'kam b'ashmoret u'mesupak im ala ha-shachar im lav. Yishkan sefek sefeka. Sefek that it's layla. If it's layla, you can make the beracha at layla. And even if you want to tell me it's day, sefek the halachat like the poskim that say you can count Sefirat HaOmer with the beracha during the day. There's another opinion out there. To make the beracha. The only question is that normally we do not say safek safeka to make a beracha. Rabbi David Pardo and Mechtam de David writes that we have a principle safek berachot lakel. Why did you have to make a principle of safek berachot lakel? Every beracha, or most of the berachot, amid Rabbanan. So what was the matter with the existing principle of Sefek Rabbanan Lekula? What did you have to create a new halakha called Sefek Berachot Lakel? You have Sefek Rabbanan Lekula. It's Rabbanan Lekula. You don't have to do it. So there's a few answers to that question. One answer would be Sefek Rabbanan Lekula. But Arutzei Lachmir Yachmir. You could be lenient on a Rabbanan if you have a Sefek. But if you want to be stringent, Tavu Ala Beracha. But Sefek Berachot Lehakel Velo Lachmir. means telling you have to be Mekil. You cannot allow to be Mahmir because of the Safek of saying Hashem's name in vain. But there's another explanation, he says. Safek Rabbanan Lekula. So when it comes, but let's say I have two reasons to tell me to do the Rabbanan. Only when I have one Safek on a Rabbanan, then I will say Lekil. But if I have two Safekot on a Rabbanan to tell me to do it, Safek Safekah, when it comes to a Rabbanan, I'm going to say, you have to be stringent. The Chiddush when it comes to Berachot is Safek Berachot Lekil, even if there's a Safek Safekah that tells you to make the Beracha, Lekil. Whereas in Midrabbanan, Safek Safekah, Lachmir. Whereas in Berachot, Safek Berachot Lekil, even in a place where there's a Safek Safekah. So the question then is, by Sfirat HaOmer, we're using Safek Safekot all over the place to make Berachot. Because you have to know one more shita that factors into this. There is opinions that say Sefirat HaOmer of Zman Azez Deoraita. Once already we factor in that Sefirat HaOmer of Zman Azez Deoraita, so that already changes the whole dynamics of our Sefikot, because now it could be all these Sefikot are Deoraita. And once you say it's a mitzvah Deoraita, then even in a case where Safek Sefika, we're going to say indeed to make a beracha. So you have to always keep in that mind. Whenever we're making these Safek Sefikot, it's under the assumption that we're following that rule that Sefirat Tomas Barazeh is Midorata, even though the halakha we hold is Midrabanan. But since there is an opinion that holds us Deoraita, it's actually Harambam's opinion, so therefore we have to be strict in these cases. Therefore we are allowed and we are recommended, according to the halakha, to make a beracha.